Hi, Ron. I know the theme today is gratitude, and I guess when I think about gratitude, Baba arranged my marriage and then came to me in a dream at 45 and told me to have another baby. So those are pretty much the main kind of things I'm grateful for. But every day, I just love how Baba micromanages everything. He always just makes you run back in the house for something else and you see something you forgot. And I think one of my favorite puzzle pieces, when you get to be my age, one of my favorite puzzle pieces is when I was about 13 years old, I found my dad's ukulele. And my twin sister played keyboards, and I said, I'm going to learn to play the ukulele. Well, the only songbooks that were around for a ukulele had all these corny old songs from the 30s and 40s and stuff, but that's all I knew to do. And also, when my sister and I were young, I'm not saying we're old or anything, but we didn't have a radio in our car, okay? So our first car did not have a radio in it, so we always sang. My mom and dad would sing all these fun old songs and everything. So I never thought about it anymore, but then I went from that and taught myself how to play the guitar, the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones and things. So that's kind of how I came into music. I still can't read a note of music to this day. But anyway, he kind of arranged all of that. And then when I got with the Psy Center and we started going to Wesley Woods Nursing Home, I realized I knew all those songs because those were the songs I'd learned on the ukulele. And one recent thing that happened at Wesley Woods, which was so precious, I have a small business and it gets very, very, very busy during November and December, which is why I don't see many of you during that time. But I was at Wesley Woods and I was commenting to one of the girls there. I said, gosh, you know, I remember the days we come to Wesley Woods and we just filled this place with residents and everybody, you know, and now it's just a few people. And I was really starting to whine about the whole thing, you know, and she was kind of watching, we were just kind of looking at each other. And I was saying, you know, gosh, it just seems like we're down to just a few people here. And, you know, I really wonder if it's kind of worth the time to do this. You know, I'm so busy. And all of a sudden, I looked over and we both looked at each other. And I think if you looked in the dictionary under the word sheepish, it would be me, because the place was so packed that they had to wheel all these people around in their wheelchairs. And one lady, brand new lady, I'd never seen her before, she had to sit at like a table with a computer. So we had this wonderful sing-along, and I always love when I play those songs. I even play, we do an old song called 5 Foot Two, and it was the very first song I ever played on an instrument when I was like 13 years old. So anyway, we had a wonderful time, and we were packing up, getting ready to go, and the lady that was brand new that was sitting by the computer stood up and said, "Be quiet, everybody. I want to make a speech." And I thought, oh, golly, what's this going to be, you know? So she stood up. She got everybody to kind of hush, and I'm standing there holding my guitar, and she said, "I just want you people up here to know that you have so much." She said, "You have so much talent. You sing. You play. You have so much joy and so much love. And the one thing, do you know the one thing you don't have?" And there was this big silence, and she said, "Time. And I know you all take time out of your schedules to rehearse and to come over here and to play and sing for us, and we just want to thank you so much." And I about bawled my head off. I mean, it was just what I'd been saying. I'm too busy, yeah. And it was like Bob was saying, it doesn't matter if there's one person here or 100 people here. It's your seva. You know how to play these songs, that you make them happy, they remember things. You don't know what you do, and it doesn't matter. I'll take care of all that. And when that lady said that, I've never seen her before, and I don't believe I've seen her since. And I just got in my car, and I really had to just sit there and just cry for a bit, because it was Baba standing there saying, "It's okay. You know, I'll give you the time. I've given you this talent. You know, I planned this for you 50 years ago, and so do what you're supposed to do." And now now you can all join me in with a couple of thank you songs. I rewrote a traditional Christmas song, which I think you'll recognize. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord.
Oh,